pocket on a straight drop back. Here comes the rush. Steps up. Can't find anybody else. Takes off running to the left. Rolls on the move. And it's caught by King at the 40. King takes off at the 50. He'll go all the way. Nobody knows. To the 20. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Raiders. Deep to the end zone to Branch. It is caught by Branch. Touchdown, Raiders. Jim Puckett climaxing his greatest comeback his sports has ever witnessed.
Not only was Jim Plunkett the MVP of Super Bowl 15, he came back 3 years later and won another one, Super Bowl 18. Look at the list of men who have won two or more Super Bowls. Everybody else retired with the exception of Jim Plunkett. And we're talking about the greatest names in quarterbacking in the history of pro football are in the Hall of Fame. We're wondering when Jim Plunkett is going to go into Canton and join Willie Brown. And Tom Flores as well should be there as well in Canton. Welcome back to our special Hall of Fame edition of the Silver and Black Show. We're joined by the guys who were never teammates together, but played against each other. And Coach, I'll start with you as far as Jim Plunkett, because you were his head coach. Is he ever going to make the Hall of Fame? Why is Jim not in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. That's a good question. There are others that are in the Hall of Fame that haven't done as much as he has. Probably, you know, he didn't make the Pro Bowl every year, but he was Rookie of the Year, first guy taken in the draft. He had a long career, very successful career, and I think the wrong people are voting.
Combined, you guys have been a part of this organization for 73 years. There are 19 Hall of Famers and counting. Plunkett should be 20, Willie. But let's name a few other guys, starting with Lester Hayes, who played corner the way you played corner.
No question, Lester should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, he's been in three Super Bowls, won three Super Bowls. I mean, every year I'm looking and pulling, hoping every day that his name would show up as one of the finalists. And he could run, he could do all those kind of things that you need to play as a corner. So surely Lester should be one of the guys should be in the Hall of Fame.
How about Cliff Branch, Coach? You look at Lynn Swann and John Stallworth in Pittsburgh both going in. Cliff Branch won three Super Bowls here with the Raiders yet. His numbers are better than Lynn Swann's.
His numbers are better. I think they're going to enshrine everybody from Pittsburgh, including the Towel Boys someday. that's just the way it is. It's unfortunate when you have a guy in the, and we'll get to this eventually, when you have a guy in the room that's a voter, no longer a voter, thank goodness, but he says, I'll never vote for a kicker. Well, he shouldn't be in the room because that's a bias right there. Mm-hmm. So it's a very political machine, that room. And also it's more oriented towards the latest guys that have done something. There are a lot of guys that are playing right now that, you know, they're already, you know, you listen to it every Sunday on TV, said, you know, future Hall of Famer. Yeah, exactly. Well, they're putting him in the Hall of Fame already. I mean, and they haven't even voted. They haven't even retired. So I think Cliff Branch has slipped through the cracks so many times, and nobody ever puts him right there. This is the way he was with Lynn Swann, Stallworth, just as good, great playoff record, the whole bit.
You mentioned the kicker never getting in. You alluded to that. You're referring to, obviously, Ray Guy.
Oh, absolutely.
In college football, the best punter every year wins the Ray Guy Award, mm-hmm. yet Ray Guy does not have one of your gold jackets on, Willie. Talk about how he changed the game, because Al Davis expended a round one draft pick on a punter, and he mm-hmm. turned out to be quite a weapon for your Super Bowl winning teams.
No question about it. Ray should be in the Hall of Fame without even thinking about it, you know. But like Tom said, you got these group of people in that room we really don't know anything about, you know, those particular players that need to be in the Hall of Fame. But Ray, we can get the ball anywhere, and Ray could boom it out of there, and we know the defense is going to have good position because of the way he punted. He can be back on his goal line. We knew that the ball was going to drop somewhere on their 20 or their 15-yard line. So we knew that, don't worry about it because Ray will get it out of a hole where the offense is stalling. Hey, Ray will kick it far enough so defense go on the field and get the ball back because he's just that type of guy. Very competitive. Very competitive now.
He changed the game, Tom. Yep. I mean, hang time was a term we never used until Ray Guy came along.
Well, he changed the game. He changed the way we played the game, obviously. Ray Guy was one of the best athletes on the team. He could throw the ball 75 yards in the air. He was our third quarterback, and there are a multitude of things that he could do. But what the people don't realize is that we made him punt out of bounds. We never had him punt away very rarely. Right. We made him punt away from the returners, Otherwise, he would have been booting. He could have booted the ball forever.
Shane Lechler's numbers are amazing. But again, the game has changed because Shane gets to blast away a little more than Ray. You wanted to kick it out of bounds or do it with hang time. But the current Raiders, do we have a pair of kickers on this football team that may break through? There's only one kicker in Pro Football's Hall of Fame, the great Jan Stenerud of the Kansas City Chiefs. Is it possible, Willie, that Shane Lechler and Sebastian Janikowski break the doors down and make it as well?
Very possible. There's no question about it. They are the best in football and been the best for the last 4 or 5 years. And hopefully we can get a Ray guy in before we get those two guys in.
What do you think about Lechler and Janikowski? You watch them every Sunday.
They're the best. They're the best. There are a lot of good punters right now. But right now I don't see another kicker as good as Janikowski this year. Lechler is, you know, a lot of times it depends on what you have him do. A lot of his kicks this year, unfortunately, because the team isn't getting close enough or been, you know, the
Aussie rules.
And that takes away from his statistics. But if you look at him, he can put on quite a show. And he's got a lot of great hang time, yeah.
All right. Once we stop rolling the cameras, he's going to tell me about the time he threw a touchdown pass over you. But we're not going to do that now and spoil that great gold jacket. Hall of Famer,
yes,
thank
sir.
You so much for your time on the Silver and Black Show. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
The grandfather, or the father, we might say, of the bump and run, the greatest corner in the history of pro football, Willie Brown. Tom, we'll see you next Sunday when the Raiders get back into the booth. Thank you so much for your time this week on the Silver and Black Show, a special Hall of Fame edition. Hopefully you enjoyed the presentation Thursday against the Denver Broncos. Join us next week. I'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett as we get you ready for the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. For Willie Brown and Tom Flores, I'm Greg Papa. Thanks for your time on this Hall of Fame special edition of the Silver and Black Show.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.